This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at... Oh. All right, hold on a second. I know how to do this now. I'm going to stop it. I can't... You know, I do everything. I delete all the other stuff that I don't need, and I just don't put it into the manual.
It's not your fault. Oh, look, it's an automatic.
Yep, it is an automatic.
Still not.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Everything's going to be all right. I'm going to move this here, and then I'm going to be able to... do this, I think. I don't know. I can't figure it out. It doesn't really matter. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Nothing but good vibes and variety over here.
How? You know? Ozzy, zom to you.
Ozzy, zom. Yeah, this is, uh-oh, I think I just did something else wrong.
It's fine.
I don't know what I did, but I did some stuff. Maybe you could come look and move the thing I need back into the I don't know how to do it. Hi, you guys.
I got this, Sarah. Don't worry.
Okay. Are you going to come over and help me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you want me to show
you? Just, no, say words to people.
Oh, all right. I need that to be back in. Let's see if you can do it.
Sure, I can do it.
Yeah, all right, great, fantastic. Outside Lands, all week, listen for the... I'm scared that he's touching the equipment, but...
I am too.
Yeah. Outside Lands, all week, listen for the code word at 8:00. It can't go worse than it goes for me, you know? Why can't he touch the stuff? I just screwed it up. Outside Lands, all week, listen for the code word at 805, 1205, 305, 4, 5, and 6, all on the 05s. That's four times during Jane's show. Oh my God, did you do it? Try, here's what you do. You move it or copy. You can copy and paste it.
Oh, no, I'll move it.
Okay. You have to select it first and then move it. Okay. Back to this, because it's important. Outside Lands, tickets all day. We've got code words that we will give you. You text those to our contest line, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of 3-day general admission passes to Outside Lands.
I figured your problem out. Your mouse is broken.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Go say it.
Saying words.
I said them all, I think. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and more, August 8th through the 10th.
All better.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Do you really think that you did do it?
I'm not sure what you need.
I just had to walk away because it's clearly going to be a problem.
All right. You say stuff for 1 second and I think I know how to do it.
So I have a story coming up. Yes. My tease is ready and I can't wait to tell to you. And I'm going to spill the surprise, but then I'm going to say it again in a minute with real like energy. And wherever there's a naked lady.
Yes. There's no, someone trying to look at her.
That's the tease?
That's the tease.
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good one. I figured it out. Here's what we needed to do. You click on the thing. Yeah, come here. So you click on the thing that started to play. See how it's half played? You
can
see it.
That
I click on that, and then I hit copy, and then it gives me a paste, and I pasted it in. Right? It's confusing, that's all. If I only had hit manual, none of this would have happened.
I'm that truly is the first time I've ever touched that mouse or looked at that
screen.
Isn't
it so exciting?
I'm so, sitting over here,
and yet
very
somehow
nervous.
We still, you know what, but I can see that you did copy, you did do that. You just copied something that we didn't.
Whoops.
No. Oh, well. Don't worry.
Hey, team effort. Good job.
I know. That was that, Seth, and teamwork.
Whoa.
Oh.
Careful.
Oh, that actually reminds me, because that's Jack Black's band, Tenacious D. He was the host of SNL this past weekend.
And?
And he's pretty good. It was pretty good. I got to say, like, I don't know who's doing all the rest. No offense, SNL people, but yikes, the endings are worse than they've ever been. But the goth kid on vacation, if Jane hasn't seen that yet, did we put that up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page yesterday?
I don't
There's,
think so.
It's a song, and it's sort of like reggae style. So it's like Keenan, I can't think of the guy's name. He's the one who's been on there the longest, and Ego Nuotum, and they're like these reggae stars, and they're singing a song about, you know, come to Jamaica, come to the islands, whatever. And then they say this family comes, and then there's the goth kid, the goth teenager, who's just like all in blacks, just sweating profusely. The hair dyes running down the face. He's sitting on a rock or underneath something trying to stay out of the sun. And all I could think was, oh, oh, here we go. Yeah, turn this up. It's a goth kid on vacation. And then he's grown up later and he's still goth, but now he's Jack Black.
Very cute.
It is. It's cute. We'll put that up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. But anyway, so that was, this was, I think, the best.
I'm
the
sure best Jane had that sent to her 50 times.
I can't imagine that she didn't. Everybody knows. She was super goth yesterday. You notice that? She was just like vividly black and white.
No. She's vividly black and white every single day. What are you talking
something,
about?
There was something like distinctly contrasty about her yesterday that I just went, wow, I turned the corner and there she was. Ah. Yeah, I have a good time with Lil Jane. Anyway, by the way, thank you for fixing my computer.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, you know, I
happy to help.
Can't do a thing without you. Okay. Did you see the drone thing with the Empire State Building yesterday? I don't want to radnit you, so if you have a story about this.
I did not see the drone thing.
Take a look at this. So this, we're looking at the Empire State Building, and someone has programmed, I don't know how many drones. Is that 2,000 drones? They're all colored green, and it's King Kong, full-size King Kong climbing the Empire State Building, but it's all drones. So they're programmed to be on moss going up the side and crawling. I mean, it's stunning.
So this was not like a guerrilla effort. This was done by the city on purpose. Because we do this stuff here, not that, but like the bridge lights and other things that have happened where they find the money.
A company called Studio Hawk, H-O-C-K, Studio Hawk. It's a drone company, brought the oversized gorilla to life using a fleet of flying robots. Unclear how many drones were used. Looks like over 1,000 to me. That's like, it's a ton. There's enough of them that it's not just the outline of a gorilla, of a giant King Kong. It seems like a full-on animation. They pulled it off on April Fool's Day with the building's approval. Can't believe it took us till now to hear about it. In the middle of Manhattan, there it is. They say that there were many challenges, but they figured it out, and it's awesome. So we put it up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. It's really cool. This is just a short video of it, but you know, obviously it made the full climb and got up there and hung out for a while. So I just thought, wow, that's amazing. I remember the first time I really saw like the coordinated drone, just choreography was, I think it was Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl. Like they were, remember they were lined up and doing all these different moves. Yeah. And I thought, oh man, that's, first of all, to be able to program that, amazing. And it's only, things only get more and more
Didn't
advanced.
Didn't they do that at the China Olympics or which one?
Yeah, that was I think the first time I really saw a big one.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Because I've only seen it a couple times, but I feel like that's
Well, no, Lady amazing. Gaga did it too, for sure. I remember both of them.
I just don't know which one came first. But yes, it's this King Kong. I mean, how incredible too that they do the King Kong climbing it. I mean, obviously, you know, that's from the movie. Amazing. But it's really, really neat. So it's up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. If you haven't seen it, truly, it's worth a second. I just feel like the world is so phenomenal. We were just talking about this yesterday, how like our parents, they didn't even have TV when they were born. Like what? And now there's a fake gorilla made of lights climbing up the Empire State Building. I don't know if that's advanced. But
well,
it's
no,
crazy.
There's a lot. And it's I do think I don't have it. I don't even bother to search it up. But it's one of those things where the progress was like kind of Industrial Revolution, kind of flat, and just
right
from the 80s straight up.
From the first personal computers and with no
signs of slowing.
It is such an incredible time to be alive.
Yep.
Just every day.
Technology.
What is that all about? It's amazing. And pretty soon, you're not going to have to own a car or know how to drive a car. Car's just going to come get you. Don't worry about it.
That'll be good.
It will be good.
Because cars are a lot.
Yes, they are.
And always have been.
How is driving to work? How are you totally used to not driving to work now, having the car drive you?
So if I were going to review this car, and so I got from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara, I got a Mach-E.
It's an electric Mustang.
And it's perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you for sure if it's going to be the best car you could possibly get, but I can tell you for me, it fits my surfboards, it fits my kids.
You can sit in the front seat with two-handed oatmeal eating.
It absolutely will drive. The Ford Blue Cruise drives me to work.
And
yes.
You hit that accidentally.
I was testing things and didn't know if that would happen, so I was trying different buttons. Yes. I probably should have read about it.
It's not like manual.
I climbed in the back and then, you know,
right.
I was right there. I was, you know, participating in the test drive. But it was easy to figure out, and there's been a few hurdles along the way, but I trust it, but I wouldn't let it drive me in traffic.
Right.
So we're talking about me mostly alone on 85, 280.
What feels like the middle of the night.
I wouldn't let it drive
work.
Me on 17.
Mm.
There's just too many turns and too much going on there.
Oh. See, I'd be like, let's see how it does on 17.
I understand that you would, but I have.
Do you think you'll get to a point where you're so confident about it?
Maybe.
That you.
But that's, you know, this car in particular is my first electric car.
Yep.
And there's a range thing that you got to kind of work through.
Yep. Oh my God. The range anxiety is real.
I kept looking at it and going, oh no, like what's going to happen? But it's never, it drives me from Santa Cruz to San Francisco and back on one charge.
That's all you need.
Boom.
Yep.
So I love it.
And then you have the supercharger at your house. So,
yeah.
You know, soon after you could depart again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Okay. Here's the one thing I kind of wanted to get to. Sydney Sweeney was spotted out with her ex-fiance. It looks like they separated in January and it's sort of been announced that they're not, that the wedding that was set for May is not happening. As far as I know, they've broken up. They don't look super loving. They're together. There are some smiles here and there. They're both clearly trying to keep their heads down because they're walking a dog and she's got like a hoodie and sunglasses and he's all sunglassed up. And they're sitting at, you know, having a coffee somewhere. They don't seem super demonstrative or anything like that. So it looks good for Glenn. So
I don't,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's good.
But,
I don't envy people who find themselves in those down parts of life, like the middle of a breakup, and cameras are following you.
Oh yeah,
like,
I know, everywhere they go.
What a
sure.
pisser, man. Because you can't be more bummed.
You can't leave your house
even
without
being
followed.
Even if you're the person that brought on the breakup, you're still bummed. Like, here we are. We're two people that were deeply in love. We are broken.
Yeah, we were gonna marry.
And now we're apart and we've got to sort out whatever business that is,
right.
Whether it's the dog, who gets the dog?
Right.
Or
maybe that was
when are you coming by to get your crap?
Right. So, of course, the internet is freaking out because they're trying to manifest the whole Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney thing because they did the thing. They went to a wedding together. But if they're not together, Megan Maroney has shot her shot. She's a country artist, and I looked her up on our the Wide Orbit over here. So I see a bunch of songs from her So Jane clearly is in the know. But she changed the words to one of her songs. See if you can pick out what she says here. Okay, so the line is...
I heard Glenn Powell.
The line is actually on the recording. I'd have left him first if I'd have met Brad Pitt. And she just changed it.
To Glenn Powell.
To Glenn Powell. I guess the song is called Miss Universe.
He's the new heartthrob, man.
She is Glenn Powell. She didn't really sound like she was singing so good.
I sort of agreed with you, but it sounds like she's sort of more like talking it a little
bit.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know. Maybe she's amazing.
She might be. I don't mean to be unkind, but I heard that and went, boy.
Glenn's cute, but I think his eyes are like a little bit too close
together. No, they're not.
I feel like they're just...
You always say dumb crap like
slightly
that.
Slightly pinched.
You're looking at like maybe one of the most handsome people on earth.
He's
and you're
very
like,
handsome.
Let's see jeep eyes.
His eyes are pinched together a little bit. Slightly jeepy.
Yeah. Kind of jeepy eyes.
A little bit jeepy.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know that term.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You know how on the front of a Jeep, the headlights are just a little bit closer than in a regular car.
Ah.
Cheap eyes.
Gotcha.
Glenn's got those. It does take away from it for me. But for everyone else, enjoy Glenn Powell. You won't have to fight me for him. Lucky.
He's no Timotei.
He is no Timotei. You don't have to fight me for him either. I'm over that guy.
Don't be over him.
What? You get over people like that. You're over everybody now.
What am I going to do? Spend time watching, you know, Dylan movies so I can see Timotei?
No. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Dune sucks. But he's been great in everything else I've seen.
How dare you?
Dune sucked. I didn't like it.
Oh, my God.
I actually didn't like Dune either. I didn't go back and watch the second
Dune
one.
Dune was terrible.
It was awesome.
Had its moments. There was a funny moment where he and Jason Momoa. Oh, that's right. I'm into Jason Momoa now. I forgot. I'm into him.
As long as there's somebody.
Khal Drogo. Think. Oh, and I have a Game of Thrones story coming up later, too. Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the news?
Wherever there's a naked lady,
there's someone trying to look at her.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Rihanna, you are the only girl in the world. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. That's the handle. See pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check out our Full Show Podcast on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
And you can get the Odyssey app, you know.
Where they sell apps. It's free, though. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's spelled funky. It's like a made-up word. We made it up. It's audacious. It's audio. It's awesome. It's like a trip.
Go on.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Right.
Free.
It looks like I won the company bracket.
Oh, did you win the whole thing?
I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure everybody down the hall is probably
even
like
those losers.
You know, oh my God, you're amazing. Yep. We bow down before you.
Florida won the national championship last. So March Madness over. Done. So for those of you who hate it,
good
yay
for you. And those of you who love it, see you next year.
I teased you with wherever there's a naked lady.
You've been telling me this for years, Vin.
Am I wrong?
Cover your windows, ladies.
Am I wrong?
The bear's not peeking. It's the dude.
This story out of the Merck News.
Yeah.
Man hit with 14 charges over hidden bathroom cameras. They say here he confessed to the police. Contra Costa prosecutors have charged a man with 14 misdemeanors for allegedly using hidden cameras to record a woman who lived at a house where he was staying.
One lady, 14 cameras, or one camera, 14 charges?
I don't know. Let me see here. So the guy of San Francisco, Lunming Yoon, was charged with 13 counts of invading privacy and one count of peeping. The charges allege that he illegally recorded a woman changing from April to September 2024. So
oh, wow.
For months, these cameras
so
were
he
there.
He was like a boarder at her house, just like rented a
he
room?
He was a
or
guest at the Arinda home where the crimes took place. Authorities describe him as a family friend who later confessed to having strong interest in the person he recorded. So the investigation started when the woman discovered the hidden camera in an outlet plug.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's like a plug-in camera or pull the outlet or the cap off and put a camera in the...
Do you remember in the Strike books where Robin, who's posing as Venetia Hall,
yes,
goes into the politician's office and she puts a cover over the plug. She's a private investigator, you guys. So she has all, she knows all the tricks. It plugs in so you can still use the plugs.
Right.
But where the screw would be, where the screw is on the screw plate, it's a camera.
I don't remember that.
Or it's like a recording device or something.
I remember they did stuff like that. I don't remember it as vividly as you do. But yeah, I understand there's lots of different ways. I'm not sure what this one in particular was doing, but that's exactly what she found. So
Jesus,
what caused her to stumble upon a camera in an outlet plug? I don't know.
Maybe she plugged her hairdryer into it. And when she pulled it out a little too hard, the thing came askew.
When confronted by the woman, police say Yoon apologized and said there weren't any other cameras. Don't worry.
Oh, he volunteered that?
But don't worry,
there aren't six more cameras in there from every angle.
Police interviewed him at his San Francisco home. This was November 24, so what are we looking at? Six months ago?
Yeah. Did you say April? So right around this time last year through September of last year.
And then he was interviewed in November, and he confessed to setting up the cameras in the bathroom and in her bedroom to record her changing. During the police interview, he estimated having 100 images of the woman. Except I would imagine those are they videos or are they stills?
I don't know.
I would imagine it's a camera, right?
I was thinking it was a video.
I'm sure it's video, but he probably, you know, clipped some stills out.
And sure.
The good stuff.
Charges were filed March 27th. He's not appeared in court yet, but there is an example of a family friend with
bad intentions.
Well, they're saying here he confessed to having interest in her, like liking her. But this is not.
But he
the
was
way.
Just, they were calling him just a guest family who was friend, staying, right. A family friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, who all else is in the family? Is she like the daughter in the family or is she the wife?
Doesn't say a lot about it, but I'm sure there more will
creepy.
More to come.
It's so creepy. But it you is are creepy. So right. I'm sorry to say it, but where there's a naked lady, you got to check your outlets, ladies.
I'm not trying to excuse male behavior when it gets ridiculous like that. That's such an invasion, right? Mm. But there was a time when I was a little boy where I thought people did do stuff like this and it was just cute and funny. And those
hilarious.
were those tea movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember what that?
Sure, Porky's. They drilled Porky's. A hole yes. through, you know, into
and
the.
And they're in the ads and the posters.
Into the ladies' room, right? Look at like, every boy's dream.
We had a hole in the women's shower room into my high school.
There's, you know what? The peepo. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Not proud of it, but.
You know firsthand, don't you, Sarah?
The peepo. I don't know. My brother, of course, never looked at me. Only when my friends were in there changing.
Look. Porky's too. There's an eye in the hole of pork of the O.
Yeah, they're peeking through. Look at all those dudes too, like future frat boys of America. Oh,
I mean we've come God. A long way, America. But good grief,
yeah,
there it is. Where'd they get those ideas?
From their dads.
Oh, a firm neck massage almost killed a guy.
Oh, is this one of those things where there's like certain hand positions you could do where you could kill somebody with one hand?
Well, I'll tell you what happened in a second, but I absolutely am someone who will say, I don't go for massages, but if I'm going to get one, make it rough.
Oh.
Like.
You don't want to be tickled.
I don't want to be tickled, and I am ticklish.
Have you had a massage where you said go rough?
When I worked at the La Costa Resort, there was a guy there named Muhammad, and he was cool. We were good friends. We worked together, and he was a massage guy, and he was the dude who everyone went to when they're like,
beat me up.
Make it rough.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew pressure points, and he'd get an elbow and a spot on you, and you'd be like, ah! And then he'd let up, and you go,
hurt so good.
Oh, Muhammad, that was amazing. Okay, brother, calm down. Let me get you on the other side. But now that's what getting a massage from this guy was like.
And that's what you would prefer in a massage.
I don't even want one,
right?
But if I'm going to get one, and he was always like, you seem stressed. Let me get you. And I'd be like,
you know, a lot of guys won't go to a male masseur. Or masseur, is that the boy version?
Right. Sure. Yep.
Massager person. And I've said to John a million times, like, just get a dude. He's like, oh, she doesn't push hard enough. I'm like, so get a dude.
Well, like, what if he gets a boner with a man touching him?
Then the guy would go, well, that's embarrassing for you. Let me get that with my elbow. Like, it would just...
What if the next thing you know, he's like, I know exactly how to take care of that for you, too. Don't worry.
Then you say, no, thanks. I mean, it doesn't... Why does that have to threaten your...
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you know.
You might really know what to do.
Keep my eyes closed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like you should get what you want out of a massage. You're paying someone. It takes a long time. If someone's just gently touching you, that's... a totally different thing than a massage.
Next time you get a massage, maybe settle for medium pressure. A 26-year-old guy in China almost died from a neck massage that was way too firm.
Okay.
His neck had been hurting from working out too much and sitting at his desk all day, so he booked an appointment at a local massage parlor. He said it felt great until the masseuse did a more vigorous maneuver, and that's when he felt a sharp pain in his neck followed by a massive headache.
Mm.
He went to the ER the next morning after he woke up with slurred speech and numbness on the left side of his body.
Oh, my God.
It turned out the masseuse accidentally ripped a hole in an artery leading to his brain, and then he had a stroke.
Oh.
Luckily, doctors have treated him. He got there in time, and he's going to be okay.
It was the next day, though. That's crazy that he even lived. She busted an artery? That's incredible. It just seems impossible.
They
is
say,
she one of those people with the really long nails?
He should make a full recovery.
That's good, I guess. Yikes.
Kind of gnarly, right?
Yes, quite.
But
he
that's
felt
exactly.
A sharp crack and a headache. He's like, yeah, thanks so much. Okay, see you next time. Next day, paralyzed on one side of his body.
I definitely said, don't be soft. Mm. Because otherwise, then I'm like this. You know, I don't want to be jumping around on the, you know.
But you never go anyway.
See? I don't.
But if you did go, let's say you were like, okay, my shoulder's really sore. But like maybe it was a PT thing and someone recommended it. Like your shoulder's bothering you, whatever. Wouldn't you just like go to a man or, Olga with the strong hands?
Well, again, I did let a man massage me.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad did it all the time. I mean, not all the time, but, you know, once in a while. But anyway.
Sounds like you had a nice friendship with
him. In general, yes, I would probably like a lady.
Mm.
I like a lady doctor.
You don't want to have any movement. Or
I don't want to.
Women are so gentle. Too gentle for a massage, Vinny.
I don't know. A woman with the world's longest female tongue says people scream in shock and she likes it.
Chanel she holds Tapper. The record?
Yeah, look at her. Check her out. Good looking lady, too.
Yeah, so she's a black lady, and she has a very pointy tongue, and it goes down far. I mean,
it goes down an inch past her chin.
Easily that, right? It's incredible. So now they've measured that, and that's the one. Yeah, you don't get past your chin. I don't even think I can point my tongue down.
Now you're doing it pretty good.
Huh?
She's dropping it straight down her chin, past her chin.
Yeah.
And it's...
Well, it looks like it just rolled out of her mouth.
Let me see you guys.
So Chanel...
You know, Bob and... You know, you guys look like regular extension.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I wonder if she can do... You know how some people have such tongue control? They can make the ends ripple. They can make a little
I'm
finger
gonna tell you
out of the
about
end.
Okay. Chanel in just a second.
Please tell me everything. Let's hear all about it.
See if you can touch your tongue to your nose.
I can't. I've tried.
Nope.
I went out with a lady who could do that, and I thought it was cool. Like, I always asked her to do it. Do it, do it. And she'd go, didn't, like, have to try or push her tongue, you know, hold it in place to get it. She could just go,
And it would go up and
such
touch.
A cool trick.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chanel Tapper, 34, has held the record for the longest female tongue in the world since 2010. It's measured at 3.8 inches long.
Where do they measure from?
I don't know that.
From the bottom where it's joined or from the exit of your mouth?
She's in the Guinness World Record book as the longest female tongue in the world. Honestly, she says, the best reaction I could ever get when someone sees my tongue is screaming. I actually do like when people yell or scream in shock.
Mm. I'll do it. Oh my God! What? That's amazing. Do tricks with it.
Mm-hmm. She revealed there's a variety of bizarre tricks she can perform with her extravagantly long tongue.
Let's hear all about
it. Ranging from flipping cups to removing Jenga blocks.
Oh, that's
to
fine. That's
holding good. Up a spoon by curling her tongue around the utensil.
Wow.
She's got real tongue control.
Skills. Do you know... I have a question about her orientation, and I'm wondering because, you know, okay, so a guy might like that, but a girl might really like that.
A guy like that.
Yeah, but a girl might really like that.
A girl might too, but a guy would like that too.
It might be really good for a girl.
Who knows, though? Maybe she's like, I used to do that until I got the world record, and now I don't put my tongue in
any compromising situations. I see. Mm.
Ever. Mm. At all.
She's like George when he was a hand model.
This is now soft. A world yeah. record holder.
Yeah. You want to see a world record? Oh, that's pretty funny. Can we put that picture up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for people?
Yep. Yeah. Gotcha.
Do we have any video of her doing tricks?
I don't, but I bet you there is that.
I don't know why
that.
I'm so interested.
They say here she's done ads.
Oh, for what, spoons?
Let's see. She
for
did
Jenga?
an advertising campaign for fashion brand Diesel.
Oh.
Diesel, the denim company.
Oh, so she's just because she is very pretty.
She's really
pretty.
She's
just like a model, but they wanted her to stick her tongue out.
I don't know. I don't know how she came across like the knowledge. I'm sure someone went,
that's really long.
That's amazing.
We need to measure that.
And eventually.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, there's the video. It's so long, you guys.
It's like it's like a piece of salmon just coming out. But the salmon's still alive. Oh, she's Jenga-ing. Damn, that's it's actually quite amazing. It's very tensile. Is that the word for prehensile? What's the word for like?
I have no idea
like
what you just said.
She can really, it's like a finger. Like it really has a lot of, there's a lot of control. Oh, she can fold it. Oh, she can waggle it. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's good.
See, that was the motion that would make a lot of.
That's a pretty good, oh, so there she's holding a spoon with it.
Well, all the tricks she mentioned.
Yeah. Oh, that's, oh, she turned it sideways, sort of.
She is fun.
She's very pretty. She's cute as a button.
You're into her.
I mean, yeah.
That's up on the Facebook page. People want to watch the video.
It's funny. When she puts it out, she goes so slow, and you're just like, it just keeps coming and coming.
Look at her picking up grapes.
Oh, wow.
Out of a...
Oh. Incredible.
She's a real talent.
She, you know what? Please, won't you enjoy that on your own time? You should look away.
Chanel Tapper, age 34.
Tapper.
Has the record for the world's longest female tongue. Oh, that leads me to wonder who's the guy and how long is his?
It could be Gene Simmons. Let's find out who the guy is.
It is a full, that's who I thought of when I saw that photo.
Yeah.
Was the Gene Simmons tongue.
The thing about Gene Simmons' tongue is his looks so much more like hers is delicate and pink and cute. His is like, ow, Jesus.
Well, he used to spit fire
it's
and
like
also
a foot coming out of his mouth.
Like, you know, blood.
Yeah, Gene Simmons is the guy, the bass player in Kiss.
The right. guy's name is Nick Stoberl.
Can we see a picture?
And how
of
long
Nick?
Is his?
3.97 inches.
Oh, not that so much right longer. In the same range.
It's wow, amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Oh boy, he's got a. His does a double.
And are you concerned about his sexuality? You want some of that?
Let's. Is this the guy or is that the interviewer? Or because if it's one on the right, I'm not interested.
Yeah, you are.
No,
stop
I'm
it.
Not. Oh, it's fine. Put both of those up on the Sarah Mitty Facebook page in case anybody wants to see.
Is he gonna? Oh, it's not the other guy.
It's a skinny
the guy,
guy
with the suit.
Yeah, he's good looking.
All right. Well, anyway.
Oh boy! Wow!
Congratulations, oh, Chanel. What are you Jesusing?
Turn that off. Okay. I can't. I don't. I gotta look away from that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. The same thing can happen when people go to the chiropractor. Stroke after a neck adjustment. No.
It can happen.
No.
I mean, clearly it
no.
can happen. Things can happen. It's an infinite universe.
I'm wondering how many people in the Bay Area just tried to touch their tongue to their nose as well as put their tongue out to see if it reaches past their chin. I know I did. Yeah. Love you guys.
We were all doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I've only known one lady that can do that.
Yeah.
And I went out with her for a long time. Mm. And I never tired of it. Like,
show me that
just
again.
Just between her and me.
Again.
I would be like,
do it
can
again.
You
do it again.
Do it more.
Do it again.
Can you?
Show me how you do that trick.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
Anyway, you guys,
what
says 408,
it?
White Lotus review, please. I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
I finished it.
Yay.
Okay, so are you going to tell
did.
Us about that
so
when
Addie.
We come back to from trash?
Well, we can talk about it, but
I mean, it's.
I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but it's.
It was good.
That guy. That Mike White guy.
Oh, you love it.
He's great. He's so easy too. Like I started watching, somebody was telling, I think maybe you guys were telling me to watch, just keep it going after the, there's a like a little extra, sort of a breakdown of what happened during that episode. And he did the one for the very end. And he was just, he's just so, like you remember him from there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wrote Zombieland. Like that movie. And I think that was like one of his only big credits when we found out about him, and he was, because he was on Survivor. But now he's written this. He's just very clever. All right. Let's see. What's coming up next? Famous couples who got together when one of them was a teenager.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.